USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
We're signing an executive order. It's about keeping families together.
And just a few hours after President Trump signed that order to end the separation of illegal immigrant families who tried to cross the Mexican border, he was speaking at a campaign-style rally in Duluth, Minnesota, highlighting the issue of illegal immigration and calling for the election of more Republicans to Congress to fix it.
Democrats don't care about the impact of uncontrolled migration on your communities, your schools, your jobs, or your safety.
The House expected to consider immigration legislation today. If it clears the House, it would face an uncertain fate in the Senate next. Today, the Trump administration is going to recommend combining the Department of Labor and the Department of Education. And this is USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allyn Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
NASA issues a plan to prepare the United States for the possibility of an asteroid hurtling towards the planet. On Wednesday, the White House Office of Science and Technology Policy released its report called the National Near-Earth Object Preparedness Strategy and Action Plan. It outlined steps NASA and FEMA would take to prevent huge asteroids from hitting the Earth and to prepare the U.S. for the potential consequences if one did. A NASA official says it includes plans to enhance the hunt for dangerous asteroids beforehand and to step up efforts to find a way to deflect them if they do in fact threaten the planet. Forecasters continue to differ on just how active the current hurricane season will be by the time it's said and done. The University of Arizona is now forecasting only four hurricanes in the Atlantic this season. Two of them would become major hurricanes, far fewer than the 5 to 9 the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration's predicted. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. I'm a father of four, and I worry every day about this dangerous world. There are so many things that could go wrong. Economic collapse, stock market crash, terrorist attack, war with North Korea. There's a lot to worry about when it comes to protecting your income, assets, and your family's future. Thankfully, my good friends at Tangible Investments are your safe haven from the storm. Call now, and Tangible Investments will send you, absolutely free, a 1 ounce American Silver Eagle, along with your guide for investing in precious metals. To receive your free American Silver Eagle, call toll-free 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000.
President Trump's former personal lawyer, Michael Cohen, is stepping down from the Republican National Committee's Finance Committee, citing the ongoing investigation by Special Counsel Robert Mueller. Cohen says he's resigning as the committee's deputy finance chair. He wrote that the role requires personal attention that he's just not able to give right now. The Democratic National Committee has narrowed down its options for its 2020 national convention to three cities. USA Radio's Wendy King has more.
The committee said it had Denver, Houston, Milwaukee, and Miami Beach on its short list for the convention in 2 years. The office of Denver Mayor Michael Hancock, though, said it was dropping its bid because there's too much going on in the city that week. The convention is scheduled for July 13th through the 16th in the year 2020. The announcement narrowed the list of potential host cities from 8. Atlanta, Birmingham, Alabama, New York City, and San Francisco were also under consideration. Committee members are expected to visit each potential site this summer and make a final decision later this year or sometime early in 2019.
And actor Peter Fonda is apologizing for tweeting vulgar comments about President Trump's 12-year-old son, Barron. He explained he was trying to speak out against the policy of separating immigrant kids from their parents, but has now apologized for the tweet, which we won't mention here. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.